The rollout of a potentially pandemic-ending vaccine in Kansas looks at best uneven. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports on some of the problems frustrating public health officials and leading to vials of vaccine being left on shelves.
Rolling out the COVID-19 vaccines is a massive job, and it's off to a rough start in Kansas, a state still seeing some of the highest infection rates in the country. In Ness County in west central Kansas, County Public Health Administrator Carolyn Gable says she's run into goof-ups at every step of the process. For starters, the vaccine doses intended for her county landed at the wrong distribution hub.
That was my first clue. We had a problem.
Then someone from that hub called and told her the vials bound for her office hadn't been kept as cold as needed. They were no good anymore and needed replacing. About a week later, she unexpectedly received a call that she could go pick up a set of doses in the next county over.
So instead of having the vaccine before Christmas like we should have had, we didn't get it until after Christmas.
Public health officials across Kansas say they found themselves regularly unsure on how best to get the most people vaccinated in the quickest way, and they often lacked clear instructions from Topeka or Washington. On Monday, the Coffee and Osage County Health Departments disputed the state's claim that all 105 counties had received vaccines when neither of them had. By Tuesday afternoon, shortly after raising the issue, the Coffee County Health Department reported it had received 80 doses earmarked specifically for healthcare workers. In larger counties, the rollout has gone smoother, but imperfectly. In the Wichita area, the Sedgwick County Health Department got about 10,000 doses.
You can see that they're still shut up occurring.
It quickly opened a vaccine clinic that could vaccinate 50 people every 15 minutes, if only they'd show up. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne says the county gave shots to about 6,000 people in the first 2 weeks, but still had hundreds of open slots left unfilled every day.
I mean, if all of our appointments were full, we could almost get rid of our, give all of our vaccine out by the end of Saturday. So it's all a matter of the healthcare associated workers signing up to be vaccinated.
By the end of the week, the county still had a few thousand doses left. When Byrne asked the Kansas Department of Health and Environment if she could fill open spots next week with essential workers, think firefighters, postal workers, and teachers, she was told no.
So we have to follow exactly what we are approved to do. And right now, it is that very first phase.
In the meantime, the state was slow to make clear what groups of people should be first, second, and third in line for vaccinations. Dennis Creasel is the executive director of the Kansas Association of Local Health Departments.
In my mind, it would have been nice by the end of last month to have all of this settled, because there's nothing, we didn't need to have the vaccines ready to go to be able to know what groups should be prioritized.
In larger counties like Sedgwick, Johnson, and Wyandotte, just vaccinating the tens of thousands of frontline medical workers could take a month or more. But in places like Ness County, there's only about 200. Because the two hospitals in the county where most of those people work got their own doses of the vaccine, almost all of the doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and ambulance workers there have already been vaccinated. That meant Gable, the county health administrator, had more vaccine doses than people who fit the first-in-line rules. With little to no guidance from the state, she figured she'd move on to the next group rather than let the vaccine go to waste.
That leaves me able to get like volunteer firefighters, and I'm focusing on the teachers next, to be honest, because they're also deemed essential personnel.
She's also reached out to grocery store workers and the post office, even if she doesn't have enough shots for all of them. In the meantime, she figures she won't know when her next batch of doses will be ready until somebody calls to tell her, come pick them up. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.